Cardi B, "It's sad we pay so much taxes and don't have free college and health care." By Hannah Blow on July 16, 2019. Rap star Cardi B took to Twitter Tuesday to rally the troops for Senator Bernie Sanders. IVT, telling her 6.4 million Twitter following that everyone let him down in 2016 and added that she does not mind paying more in taxes if she sees the fruits of it. Like free college and free health care, two things Sanders has championed. "I have been reading about Bernie Sanders and I'm really sad how we let him down in 2016, the I Like It artist said Tuesday. "This man been fighting for equal rights, human rights for such a long, sick, time. Seeing this country become a better place been really his passion for a long time, not a new front for a campaign." She responded to a critic who mentioned her past rants on paying taxes and wondered why the Grammy winner would express support for someone who would want to tax her at an even higher rate. "I don't mind paying taxes if I see on what am I paying my taxes on," Cardi B argued. "It's sad that we pay so much taxes yet we don't have free college education, neither free healthcare." Last May, the rapper posted an Instagram video railing against high taxation and demanding to know where her money was being put to use. "I want to know what you're doing with my fucking tax money, you know what I'm saying?" she said. "When you donate, like, to a kid from a foreign country, they give you updates about what they're doing with your donation." She ranted. "I want to know what you're doing with my fucking tax money. Because I'm from New York where the streets are always dirty. It's been voted the dirtiest city in America," she continued. "What is y'all doing? There's still rats on the damn train. I know you're not spending it in no damn prisons cause y'all been giving niggas like two underwears, sick, and one jumpsuit for like 5 months. So what is y'all doing with my fucking money? I want to know, I want receipts, I want everything. Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with my fucking money." Cardi B went on a similar rant in February, telling her followers that the IRS takes 45% of her paycheck. Despite the infamous tax rants, Cardi B inexplicably backs Sanders, who is actively campaigning on taxing the rich in order to provide a plethora of free government services, many of which remain unrealistic. "Healthcare, yeah, is a right. Making sure that our kids can get a higher education is a right. That we rebuild our crumbling infrastructure is a basic need," Sanders said on CNN in February. "That's going to cost money." Sanders has emphatically accepted Cardi B's support in the past, invoking her rants on Twitter in an obvious attempt to appeal to younger voters. In April, the rapper told Variety that she is "will always go with Bernie. Bernie don't say things to be cool, like there's pictures of him being an activist from a very, very, very long time," she told the magazine. The superstar made waves earlier this year after directly attacking Trump and describing his supporters as fucking racist rednecks for demanding border security. "You wanna build a wall because you promised these motherfuckers something that you know you couldn't do," she ranted. "You promised these fucking racist rednecks that you was gonna build the wall, but you know that was impossible. But they voted for you and you promised them this shit, so now you have to do it. Trump is like a clout chaser," she continued. "He's like these new rap artists, they do the most for clout. And Trump wants that. Some people can have money, all the power in the world, but they really want that fame. And some people really want to be seen as that. His legacy, he wants to go down as that bad person." Cardi B added that Trump wants to be cool with basketball teams, football teams, and black people.